Well, Anquan, that must have been a game of emotions. And a lot of it, you had to sit on the sideline, especially that second half. You didn't guys get the ball very much, huh?
Yeah, you know, it was one of those games where, you know, offense wasn't on the field that much. So, you know, whenever we were on the field, we had to make it count as much as possible. But like you said, it was a great win for us, hard-fought win, all three phases of the game. But, you know, we just made enough plays to win.
What is it about the second half here at home? The last up against Cleveland, you caught eight balls, and here you just you were manhandling Carr out there on it. You told me he's trying to get a little too physical with you, huh?
Yeah, he tried to come up and press after we hit a couple slants. And, you know, I was shocked to see him come up and press, but happy at the same time. You know, whenever a guy presses, it allows you to get open right away, and, you know, we were able to do that. But, you know, second half, they just called my number, and I was able to make plays.
Yeah, 5 for 98 today, and over 100 against Cleveland, all in the second half. I mean, you got to tell them to start calling your number a little bit earlier, huh?
You know, I just take what I get. You know, I mean, that's the way this offense is. At any time, your number can be called, and any time, you know, they can go the other way. So, you know, we had a variety of guys step up and make plays today on the offensive side of the ball. Ray Rice coming out of the backfield, Torrey, Jacoby with the big kickoff return. I mean, that was huge for us. O-line played great. Joe did a great job of, you know, taking care of the ball and getting us the ball in space so we can make plays.
And what were your emotions like on the sideline? I saw you a couple times. I saw on 4th and 10, and they completed it.
God.
Then it was 3rd and 27, and Des Bryant broke a couple tackles. You gotta admire him. He's a lot like you, isn't he? Big, strong, and physical.
Yeah, the kid played great. I mean, he's a great talent. Made a lot of plays today. Gave them an opportunity to get in position to win. But you know, it was one of those games where, you know, 1 minute you're happy, the next minute you're disappointed, next minute you're sad, then you're back happy again. I mean, I think we ran through all the emotions today.
Yeah, you had to. And I know you're on the hands team that was fielding the onside kick, but you're on the outside. Did you get into that pile at all at the end?
I wasn't able to. Like you said, I was outside. I'm the guy who normally gets the ball kicked to them. And, you know, I was hoping, you know, to get the ball kicked to me so I can go ahead and end the game. We can nil it. But, you know, they kicked it to the middle. Which a lot of teams are starting to do now because there's less of skill positions in the middle of the field. So they feel like, you know, they can get a couple bounces and, you know, have a chance to recover. And they were able to do that.
So they pick out a player and kick it to him and hope that the ball bounces strangely for him,
huh? Yeah, because most of the guys in the middle are guys that are going to block.
Right.
You know, they come either left or right depending on which side the onside team overloads. And they end up blocking guys. So, you know, it's usually not a skilled guy in the middle. So I guess that's what they decided to do.
All right, but you're 5-1. Last 2 weeks you've eked it out, but like in this world, any win is a good win, right?
Any win is a great win. It's hard
you're
to win
right,
in this
great
league.
Win.
It's hard to win in this league. So whenever you win, you got to be grateful of it.